Hello, Sales Academy. Followers, listeners, watchers, YouTubers, everything in between us. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for following. Thank you for sharing, commenting, engaging. And I'm going to add converting because this podcast is so powerful for us now. And I'm going to continue to do it in the way that I've always done it, which is genuine, authentic musings about conversations and things that have come up, because that really is the shit that's landing. And that's what's making it powerful. So thank you. It matters, and it makes it matter that it lands for you guys. So today's musing, the trouble with lost, right? The trouble with lost. And before I go any further with this music, there's going to be somebody I'm going to tag in the comments to this, and I'm going to put their links in. And this is somebody I've known for many, many years. This is a gentleman by the name of Martin Seville. And Martin Seville runs a couple of businesses, Empathy Coaching, and he also runs Extraordinary Life. And extraordinary life events, which are breakthrough events and stuff where you break arrows, you firewalk, and all that sort of stuff. And what I love about Martin, and I say this with such a huge heart, is I knew Martin when he was a very smiley Disney boy. Everything he wore was Disney tied, Disney socks, and things like that. Like, we worked together when we were like, I was 19 or whatever it was, 20. And I never knew the sadness behind the guy's smile. I never knew the sadness behind the guy's smile. And for a few years, that broke my heart that he was struggling and I never knew. And that's not a case of, oh my God, I could save him, whatever it is. No, it's not that. It's about, I just never really saw what was going on. And that hurts. That hits, you know? So, and we were having a conversation the other day. And the reason I'm doing this podcast is I was going to mention it in the call with him. Because it's so important, the message that he's putting out there. Martin nearly took his own life. And if you hear Martin's story in full, I think he's four or five times now his life has almost ended. So and a couple of those I think were his own doing, and others were accidents and things like that. But it's the frailty of life in lots of senses, right? So, but this isn't necessarily gearing up to be a melancholic. You know, is that the right word? Musing. But the trouble with lost, there are three things. You remember, like Fight Club, right? What's the number one rule of Fight Club? Yeah, right. We don't talk about Fight Club, and it's almost like the three rules of lost that I'm seeing and experiencing and feeling. And this really came out in the conversation with the people that Martin's helping and supporting to get past the challenges that they're facing in life, right? With real empathy, with real life lived experience, not textbook bollocks. This guy's been there to the absolute edge more than once, and he's learned to live with those thoughts. He's learned to live with a better approach to life, a better attitude to his own self-compassion and the compassion of others. He's learned to develop skills. And he's got a backpack now of survival and thriving that is a different way of living to how he was for years. And he's got a beautiful family, huge love and support and all that sort of stuff. But even so, and he's had that for many, many years, he felt very alone at times, very lost. And the people that are reaching out to him and land and his message is landing with feel the same. So this came up as a thought process, but I didn't want to bring it up in the coaching call because I actually thought at the time, I'm gonna do a podcast on this, and I'm gonna mention this guy, and I'm gonna share his stuff because I want to help get his message out there. Because I am a guy, I am a man, and I'm 48. So they say the men are the most dangerous thing to themselves up to the age of 45 because we take our own lives quietly. We don't talk about it, we just do it. I think it's later than 45. I think it's much later because I'm in a men's group. And I talk to men around my age, and there's a number of things that go on in lives of, and this isn't like a woe is me kind of men thing. It's just understanding and appreciating that, you know, women have it massively tough and men have it massively tough for different reasons at different times, right? But there are plenty of men out there who find themselves separated from the person they were with, marriage breakdown or whatever it is, working hard, trying to provide, do all this sort of stuff. And then suddenly you're squatting in a bed sit, Trying to make ends meet, sofa surfing, staying with mates until you can afford to get some rent together because all your money is going to provide for your kids, rightly so, and all that sort of stuff. But you're paying for a house you're no longer living in, and then trying to find the money to pay for a second house for you to live in to then help build a new life with your kids when you're allowed to have them and all that sort of stuff. It's crazy times. And there's so many men that are struggling with this stuff. So the three rules of lost, or the trouble with lost, this whole point in the musing is there's three things that regularly come to light when I'm talking to people or experiencing people that are just feeling that little bit lost, and reflecting on my own loss and talking with Martin about when he was and some of the clients that he supports and stuff, and we talk in confidence. So there's never any names, but it's the stories that we share in terms of where people are at. That's the stuff that resonates. And the first rule of being lost is we don't know we're lost. Whether that's practically, physically walking out in the freaking woods, right? You're walking for ages before you realize you're lost. The same in life, right? You could be going down a path, you're going on a journey, wherever you're going, a relationship, a career, developing a business. You don't know you're lost. That's the first rule of being lost. You don't know you're lost. All right. The second rule is we don't want to admit that we're lost. So even when the realization kicks in that, I don't know, we might be a little bit lost. I might not know where I'm going. This feels uncomfortable. I don't know where my bearings are. How do I get back to where I was? Right? Once we actually become aware that we're lost, the ego kicks in, fear, protection, survival, whatever it might be. But also, I don't want to accept that I don't know. I'm a grown up. I should know. So we don't want to admit that we're lost. So we kind of slip into that denial state. So first, we don't know we're lost. Then we don't want to admit that we're lost. And then the third thing is we don't know how to get unlost. So I've done some NAV training in terms of gold standard NAV training with the brilliant Steve Collis. I'm looking at doing hills and moorland and stuff, possibly at some point, maybe even going to Mountain Leader, I don't know. But I love getting out and trekking, and I love walking with friends and family. And I love just getting in big blue sky or gray sky and green spaces and, exploring pathways that I've never gone before, And sometimes the weather conditions can get pretty tricky, pretty ropey, right? And it's like, so getting your bearings and re-establishing where you are, that's almost like that refocusing the compass, to the ground or to the map, and understanding where you are before you move rather than just keep moving. So it's kind of springs up in so many areas of life and business in the conversations I talk to people, to real human beings that are doing their best to make a living, doing their best to employ people, make a difference, put a product and service out there that changes people's lives, that enhances or adds value or benefits, or make something simpler or smarter or whatever it might be. But behind it is somebody who's had the idea and backed themselves and built something. I was talking to somebody the other day who's running a retail shop, and they've really battled through COVID, and survived through COVID in a retail environment, and then picked themselves back up and recovered from that, because all the way through that they kept their staff employed and all that sort of stuff. And this isn't a massive chain. This is an independent retail shop in a town where they're making a difference to the children in that town, the elderly in that town, the community, the theatre, and all that sort of stuff. And the town has decided through a private agency, this is the council, through a private agency, that suddenly their rent, their rates, their service charges, and everything else, everything's going through the roof. And it's like you're talking now, they want them to pay more than double what they were paying before, more than. And it's like if you looked at profits, if you looked at how much they made versus what was left in at the end of the year after all taxes and everything else paid, with all the new charges, they'd be running at a massive loss. So they'd have to work much, much harder to even stand still. So they're being penalized out of the town centre. I don't get it. So even big organizations and councils are frigging lost with some of this decision making. And then we're lost because we don't know where to go and who to turn to challenge that and to battle that. And I'm like, go speak to the Chamber of Commerce, let's speak to your MP and stuff. Let's raise this up, because you're one voice against a larger organization. We need to build the voices to be able to have more of a say. That's why for 3 years I was the chairman of the Chamber of Commerce in Chepstow, because I wasn't just going to stand by and allow it to disappear after 80 odd years. So I got involved because that's the kind of person I am. I can't just sit back and moan, right? It's about doing something practically, and these musings about getting you to kind of think and act differently, encouraging you, inspiring you, motivating you, educating you to get you to think and act differently and not just fucking comply, man. Because it's that kind of thinking of just complying and just complying and just going along with it. And then suddenly we're lost and we don't know how the frigging hell we got here. And we don't want to accept what we are. And we don't know how to put it right. Just know you're not on your own, right? Just know you don't have to do it on your own, and you don't have to battle it on your own. You know, don't. I'm not just, this isn't a plug for what we do. Yeah, you can talk to us, of course you can. But I mean, but reach out, talk to anybody, have a conversation. Firstly, become aware that you're in that state, aware that things are happening, aware that you're lost. That leads to choice, right? Choice of what do I do now? Do I stay the same or do I change? Change is scary, but staying the same, oh my God, for a long period of time, that's going to break you. So yes, there's going to be fears there, but you can overcome that stuff, because I know the person listening to this, you faced things in the past that you never thought you would get through, but you did. You're still here being you, living, breathing, existing. Breathe that in. Salute that. Champion that. I don't believe we're ever as lost as what we feel we are, but in the moment, in the time, oh my God. But you're bigger, you're resilient, you're stronger. You're courageous, you're capable, you're resourceful, and you've got people around you that love and care more than you realize. But you may just need to reach out. Or you may just need to accept when somebody else reaches out. Oh, that's a toughie for a lot of us, right? Accepting, being open to receive help and support. It's not the asking for help that's so difficult, it's the being open to receiving it. Being open to accepting it. All of us need help. Different times in our lives. So be the person that authentically says, okay, how do I get through this? Where's my support team? Who's in my corner? Who can I call on? How do we do this? Let's get unlost. Right, that's it, guys. Peace out. Love you. See you later.